All right. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. Today is Wednesday, October 9th of 2024. Looking ahead here, we had a four-game MLB playoff slate get underway a little bit earlier, about an hour ago. Good luck to all of you playing that slate. We have a five-game NHL slate later tonight, and then we have golf teeing off tomorrow morning. So it should be a fun day of DFS. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew. I'm one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim teams. Can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do this show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days. Get your questions answered. As a reminder, we do have our build review show that goes live at 5 p.m. Eastern. No signups today. So if anybody wants to get signed up, today is a pretty good day to do so. So I would recommend dropping your DK username in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server so I can add you to the queue for today's show. All right, let's get SaberSim pulled up here and let's jump into our first question that came in from the Discord. What is the difference between average and median ROI using aggregate metrics? Thanks. Good question. So this is just like kind of across the board, right? You can actually see this really well with hockey. We're not going to do an aggregate metric demo. We'll use the percentiles. They work very, very similar. So the average is going to be the mean, right? That is where you add up all of the numbers and then you divide by the total amount of numbers and you get an outcome on the other end, right? So for instance, for, you know, Nathan MacKinnon here, his average projection is 20.12 points. This is when we, you know, go and we add up all of this player's outcomes across all of our game sims, and then we divide by the number of game sims that we have, and we get this 20.12 number. Well, what can happen here is you see how this histogram here has a big tail to the right, where, you know, there are a number of like 1% outcomes where he gets, you know, almost 50 points, right? Like that is pulling his distribution to the right. So what you can use is you could use the median, which is the, if I just listed these all out from, you know, 1 to 5,000, what outcome is 25th hundredth? And that is your median. And that is going to be displayed by the 50th percentile. So the 50th percentile score for this player is 17.9. So what we're saying is that his mean, when we add up all the outcomes, is 20.12, but his 50th percentile is 17.9. So there's about like a 2-point projection disparity between the two numbers, which can be significant when you're analyzing these. And the 50th percentile is the median, and then the average projection is the mean in this case. Same thing goes for the aggregate metrics and the ROIs. I think the reason that we have the median there is kind of similar, right? A payout distribution is not going to look, you know, normally distributed, because the top 20% of payouts or only the top 20% of lineups get paid out, right? So like a median outcome is usually losing money, and you need those top ones to ultimately get paid, right? And then if you're winning first, like that graph is obviously higher. So that's the difference between the two. But good clarification question. All right, so that was our only question to get started. So we're going to jump into a build demo here. So I did a build demo yesterday using SaberScore. I'm going to do one today using Contest Sims for NHL. Now, let's say we are playing the Hip Check, $1.20 max, probably very normal contest for our users to be playing here. So I'm going to set up my contest sim for the Hip Check. I'm going to come in here, make two small projection adjustments, and nothing else, right? And I'm going to kick this off. I would build 5,000 lineups if you have the capability of doing so. If not, build however many lineups your plan allows. I'm going to build 500 just for the sake of time here to save a little bit of time. All right, so let's let these lineups run. Lineups are finished. Let's kick off this contest sim. And I see Renegade signed up for the Build Review Show. Renegade, I gotcha. All right, so we're letting this contest sim run. Looks like my columns are still in place from yesterday. That's what you like to see. And this is a 20 max, so we'll leave my lineups at 20. All right, cool. Contest sim is finished. I'm going to set up my aggregate metrics that I like to use. Average projection, average ROI. Notice that once you finish the contest sim, the sorting metric does automatically change to ROI of the... It switches to target contests specifically. That is good if you have an entries file. If you don't have an entries file, I would recommend just changing it to the manual. Is come in here and check out my leverages, you know, and some of the stands I'm taking, right? So I just want to make sure I'm being very, very conscious of exposures and leverages. So then now I'm going to start increasing my mini uniques, right? So I'm going to go from mini unique of 1 to 2. I'm noting my projection in ROIs. So 72% ROI, 100.1 average projection. Mini unique of 2, no changes, right? So it's basically saying there are at least 2 players different from every other lineup in my top 20 to start, which is great. Mini unique of 3, we do see a change here, right? ROI goes down 2 points or 2 percentage points. Average projection goes down like 0.3. That's totally cool with me. So I'm going to go a little bit further. Okay, ROI is down like 5%. Projection is down like 0.4. Still good for me. Average projection goes back up, but ROI jumps down to like a total of like down 15%. You know, you can like decide what you want to do here. For me, I'm going to stick at 4. Really because I like the leverages that I'm seeing here, right? No player in more than 35% of my lineups. The players that are at 35% are 20% owned, 19% owned, 11% owned, right? So like these leverages aren't that big. I'm still taking some stands, but my metrics look good. My exposures and my leverages look good. You know, I can come in here and look at some of the stacks I'm playing. 5-2s, 6-stacks, 4-3, 4-2, 5, 3-2, 3-3, 4. You know, all of these coming up in a high percentage of my pool lineups, right? All of them used at least almost 5% of my pool lineups. So this all looks really good to me. I'm very happy with what I'm seeing. And from here, I would be trusting the sims, right? I think that this is good. And, you know, this took me only like, I don't know, less than 5 minutes to do. And I'm pretty comfortable like saying like I have some strong lineups for today's slate. So that's what I would do. All right. Question from Samuel here on the post build. Before I run the contest sim, is it advisable to uncheck certain contests or is it better to run all things? Even if you uncheck them in this, you know, target area where if you have an entries file and you click the drop down, it's still going to run all of them. Just that way you have the results. So it's looking at the contest page specifically, but you basically always want to run them all. I don't see why you wouldn't. That way you can just have that data and it's there when you need it. So always feel comfortable running all of the contest sims at the same time. All right. Good stuff there. You know, I don't have any more questions. And usually I'm like, okay, get through the questions, knock out a build demo for everybody, and kind of see where we go from there. So I think we're going to call it a little bit early here. We do have our build review show at 5 p.m. Eastern. One person signed up now. You know, if anybody else wants to get signed up and get reviewed, let me know. But until the build review show, everybody, I will see you. So take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.